All right, let's talk to Kurt Angle before we go to break. I'm a big fan of Kurt's. Kurt, of course, Olympic champion and WWE and TNA superstar. I used to talk to Kurt years and years ago when he first got in the WWE, and I haven't had him on a while since. Kurt Angle, how are you, sir?
I'm good, good. How are you doing?
First of all, congratulations on the WWE Hall of Fame.
Thanks, my friend.
You got to be super excited. I saw your tweet where you said, "I'm coming home," and you got to be happy to go back where it all started for you.
Yeah, it's been a while, over 11 years. So it's I wasn't expecting it right now. I was really surprised that they called me. Triple H gave me a call and told me what they wanted to do, and you know, it was I thought maybe, you know, later on in my life, but get the honor this early with me so young, I was very excited.
Unfortunately, in your line of work, you lose a lot of guys young, and Triple H. I mean, I don't mean that to be a joke. I'm just saying there are a lot of guys who deserve that Hall of Fame who are getting in posthumously because they had died early.
Yeah,
and I think Triple H was smart enough to go, hey, we got guys like Jake the Snake and Bruno Sammartino. Let's fix these problems now and get these guys where they belong before it's too late. And obviously, Kurt's in no danger of going anywhere. But Kurt's been... Now, how long did you go right... Why did you leave WWE? Because when people retire, they usually retire. But you left and went to TNA. So were things really bad, or you just need a break?
No, I really... You know, I had a really bad painkiller problem, and it stemmed from breaking my neck 4 times in 2 years in WWE.
That'll do it.
I kept rushing myself back to work, and my neck wasn't completely healed, and it just, the injuries kept racking up, and the painkillers just kept adding up. I went from, you know, taking one painkiller a day to 65 a day.
Oh!
WWE didn't even know this. I was doing this, you know, back then in 2003... they didn't have drug testing yet.
Yeah.
WWE was just starting as a publicly traded company. Now they have a great drug program, testing program. But so I was doing that, and I was trying to hide the pain, and I was just medicating myself and thinking, I'm going to ride this thing as long as I can until my neck breaks down, and I'll keep taking the painkillers. And then, you know, because I felt like my career was being taken away.
Right.
Like, so many times. So I just kept numbing myself and trying to get through it. And I realized I was a huge liability to Vince McMahon. And it wasn't fair to him. And the injuries weren't fair to me. So I had to, you know, we had a mutual parting. I had a meeting with Vince McMahon, and we both agreed, okay, you go your way, I'll go my way. Maybe down the road we'll do something again. And so it wasn't a bad parting. A lot of people think it was. It was more of a, go take care of yourself. When you're ready, you come back. And I decided to go to the other company because it was an easier schedule. I could dictate what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it. It was just easier to work for me. So that's why I left. And I always knew I'd go back to WWE, but it just, the years added up. And then I got hooked again on painkillers, and then I started on alcohol. And then I had 4 DUI charges in 5 years. And,
yeah.
You know, it just got worse and worse. And it didn't look like I was ever going to go back to WWE, because why would WWE want a guy that's, you know, getting in trouble all the time? So I've been about 4 years clean now. And I just started my Angle Strong app that's going to be on my AngleStrong.com website. And I'm trying to help other addicts get out of the pit.
No one knows better than somebody who's been there, and you could try and help somebody who has an addiction problem as much as you want, but when you do it from somebody who's been able to climb out, they appreciate that a lot more. Well, how did you stop it? How did you get sober?
I went to rehab, and I only went to help with my DUI case.
Right.
I didn't have a problem. You know, I was in denial. When I got there, I realized how bad it was, and I was meeting other addicts, and it was like, wow, this, if I thought my life was bad right now, this is how it's going to be. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So I woke up, and I remember a counselor in there told me to grow up. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm an adult. I have a wife, 5 kids. I have a job. I'm keeping it, you know, I'm able to maintain. He's like, well, you're doing childish things. You're taking drugs. You're drinking alcohol. That's childish. Grow up. And he was right. I realized I was going to lose my family. I was going to lose everything. So I got clean, you know, and you're supposed to be in your recovery for yourself, but I did it for my family, and it makes it easier for me. I realize I'm an addict. I can't ever take that stuff again.
Yeah.
I don't look at it that way. I just worry about it just today. I'm not going to take it today, and I'll be fine. Because when I got in rehab, I was like, oh, my God, I could never touch it again. You know, like,
yeah,
this isn't going to work out, you know. And it's the mind frame of thinking that you're never going to get to it again, and it's going to be sad because you can't get high anymore. But taking it one day at a time, it's easier, and I know I can do this and I can handle it.
How is your pain now? What's your pain level on a daily basis?
Some days good, some days bad. You know, I'm 48 years old. I wrestled 40 years of my life, amateur and pro wrestling. So I paid the price. But for a 48-year-old that wrestled for 40 years, I'm doing pretty good.
Have you figured out a different way to alleviate your pain? Have you tried any, you may laugh and go, oh, acupuncture or anything, but have you looked into any other route?
Well, I do a lot of maintenance every day. I do neck traction, stretching, yoga, working out every day. I probably spend 2 or 3 hours a day maintaining my body. But I also take a supplement called Levare, L-E-V-A-R-E. It's a natural supplement, pain reliever. I've been using that for about a year now. It works pretty well. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not like, you know, taking Vicodin.
It's no Percocet, yeah.
Yeah.
It does take a little bit off, you know, the pain off. So I'm in contact with them. They're going to start with our Angle Strong our Angle Strong program initiative. If you want, you can go to the website, AngleStrong.com, learn about our Angle Strong app and what we're doing and the program we have. We're going to have, you know, a monthly Skype call with me, everybody that signs up with the Angle Strong app. We're going to have positive daily messages on there. We're gonna get you a fitness and wellness diet and workout to set your sights on. And we have a great program that I'm working with a guy that is 30 years in recovery. His name is Dr. Jonas. He helped create the Angle Strong app, so I'm excited about launching this.
Will you, when you go back to, have you been around the locker room yet? Have you been around the boys since the Hall of Fame thing came up?
No, I don't know when. I haven't talked to, I just got a phone call from WWE from Triple H.
Right.
I was quite surprised. I didn't know I was going to be inducted in the Hall of Fame this early in my life.
So the thing I'm asking is, if you're obviously going to come back for the Hall of Fame and you know, whatever capacity, if you choose to, that they use you after that, you're going to be around a guys that you're going to be able to spot signs of addiction. Or you think you're going to be one of those guys in the locker room that's helping the other guys out, or is that something that they need to just pick up on their own?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you. I think that they love the initiative I'm doing with Angle Strong. Of course, I know that you know, I did speak with WWE, and they really wanted to help me with this.
Yeah,
and I think that it has a lot to do with, they have a very strict drug policy, WWE. So I will tell you this, 98% of the guys there aren't taking anything anymore. They're not allowed, and it's a very strict drug policy, and they get tested.
Oh yeah, the one girl just got suspended for, she forgot to report her prescription Adderall, and you know, it seems like she's getting the crappy end of the stick, but that's part of their policy. If you don't fill out your paperwork the right way and it tests for it, you're out. So they're super strict now.
Yeah, and they should be. You have to remember, In any professional sports, you know, a lot of athletes are dying younger, and they're trying to get a stranglehold in this thing and make sure that that their quality of life after wrestling is much better. And
yeah.
WWE is really doing a great job with that. When I was there, they weren't testing. When I started out there in 2001, they didn't do any testing, so it was easy for me to hide what I was taking. I was taking 65 extra strength Vicodin in a day.
That is insane.
I am so sorry. We do have to move on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know you were doing a tour thing. So, AngleStrong.com. You can go and get the information there. And congratulations again on the Hall of Fame, buddy.
Thanks so much, my friend. Take
all right,
care.
Take it easy. There you go. I didn't know. I thought he was just doing a one show thing.